Now, I realize that my story is very different than a lot of women's story who may be living with a sex addict or any other kind of addict, because my husband wanted to change. There's many women who are married to men who don't admit that there's anything wrong. They've been caught in the act, and then they minimize it or act like it's no big deal, or they hide it, lie about it, but continue on and never really do anything to change. And so I wanted to share with you a friend of mine. I had met her traveling as a teenager, sang at her church, just met her as one of the young people in the church, and we just stayed in touch. She lives way out west in British Columbia, and we live in Ontario, so she's Canadian, but a long way from where we live. But when we both got married, she ended up also marrying a porn addict. And her husband saw no need to change. He manipulated her into cooperating with him and had her convinced that as wrong as it felt to her, every marriage was like this. And she believed him. So in the name of being a good wife and being submissive, she was enabling him to continue, and she was slowly dying on the inside. After ending up in the mental hospital and trying to kill herself, she realized she had to get out. And that's what will happen when you stay in a situation like that and you're quiet, not telling anybody, not seeking help. It eats away inside of you. In fact, a year after she was married, she already had an ulcer. She didn't even know, she wasn't even thinking in her mind that there was anything wrong with her situation, and yet she knew inside of herself it was wrong, very wrong. In fact, when she had her third child, that's when she ended up having to go into the mental hospital. But she named her baby Angelica Hope. And it was because God gave her hope that one day she would be free from this and he would never leave her. And so I just thought it was so neat. She just told me the other day about Angelica is actually 19 now, and my friend Julie is free, and God has healed her of the depression that she had. But she says today, had she known then what she knows now, she may have been able to save that marriage. But because she wasn't healthy, she didn't know what was going on. She had to get out for her own sake. So I asked her the other day, well, what do you know now? What can I share with these women so that they can learn from your experience? And she said, number one is we need to work on ourselves. We can't change our husband. We can't change the addict in our life. We can't do it for them. We can't set them free. But we can work on ourselves and get healthy ourselves. And I was just reading in this book, Partners, the other day, and he talks about how much it does affect a woman when they are married to a man who has an addiction like that. And you don't realize how broken you get. And so it's very important that you work on yourself. Surround yourself with support. Recognize that you are in need of recovery and get the help you need. You could go to a leader in your church, like the pastor's wife or the pastor. You could go to a counselor if you feel that's a need. A support group in some way that you can meet with on a regular basis that can be there and support you. There's lots of recovery material out there too, like books like this that I'm talking about. And there's another one from the Every Man series called Every Heart Restored, which is also written for wives. So there's a lot of good material out there now too that can help. She said what she has done more recently that she did not do back then was invest in her spiritual life. We need to recognize that we in ourselves are powerless and we cannot make it without God. And that was maybe one thing she was trying to do, was go it alone. She wasn't depending totally on God, and that's what she has done in more recent years, as she's really gone after God and really seen God set her free personally and heal her. And so that's so important, and that we work on our own spiritual lives.